It's important to have depth, and we have good depth at the forward center positions. I think that's a good thing. Well, I think Tyler is, it's really relatively early in seeing what he does. He's really excellent quickness and gets to the basket extremely well. He's a really good rebounder defensively and offensively. And I think he's obviously a pretty highly recruited player. So he's he's got some really good skills. Well, we're way ahead of where we would be. That doesn't necessarily mean, though, that we're going to get further than where we would want to get. It just means that for right now, which really doesn't mean anything because we're not playing right now, we're better prepared than we would be to play a game right now, but we're not playing a game right now. So I think the key is to use what we've done, what we've been able to do with these early practices, and to keep building on those as we go forward so that we don't plateau, we don't stay here. We're obviously way ahead of where we would normally be at this stage because of the summer and because of the extra practices that we've had. Normally we'd be just starting practice. So I think we're going to have an extra 15 practices during the September-October period than we normally would, and we have the 10 from summer, or 6 practices, 4 games. So there's a big edge up there, and obviously right now we're way ahead of where we would be at this stage, and we just have to keep building on it, keep working, and extend the benefits out that we have.
With the extra practices and games in Canada, have you started to figure out the roles for some of the new players here?
Well, I think that usually works out. That usually works its way out. Everybody's got a skill set, and I think that, the offensive end of the court, generally, particularly with so many practices, that works itself out. Defensively, we're, again, way ahead of where we would be. We've been able to do a lot of stuff with the young players, getting them familiar with the defense and also to play different, more than one position in the defense, which is takes some time to do. So I think that's been a real positive of the early practices. But, roles work themselves out as we go along. What guys do well, that's what we'll try to take advantage of.
Coach, having so many first-year guys, how important is it to have CJ?
Well, I think the great thing that we've been able to do over the years is to have senior leadership. We had 2 seniors last year. We had seniors. We've had seniors. We've been able to bring guys along and to have those seniors, I think, is important. They played in the tournament. They played in the big games for their whole careers, and I think that's something that the younger players can look to, what those guys have done. I think that's crucial. We have a good mix of veteran guys and young players.
With the new rules over, what's going to be called a foul and what's not? This program seems to be very physical. Is that something adjusting?
I don't think so. We're not out on the court that much. We're not that physical out on the court. We're physical in the lane, but I don't think that'll change that much. So I don't think the new rules will have much of an effect on our defense. I think it'll help offensive movement for everybody.
Mm-hmm. He led you in scoring and rebounding last year, but is he going to have any kind of different role or different impact for this year?
CJ finds a way to get his points. He knows how to play the game, and he plays off other players very well. He's improved every year that he's been here. He'll get more opportunities this year, I think, than he has in the past. Offensively, you know, last year he was the second or third option most of the time, and this year he'll be the first option.
Hey, Coach, behind Tyler, how much of the group is playing in terms of ball handling, ability to play?
You know, I think Mike has had a really good redshirt. I think he had a really good redshirt year. I think he, you know, he really worked hard. I think he, we pushed him. Coaches pushed him. I think he really improved in that year. I think the summer was good for him. He played on a trip, and then he played with us. You know, he's had a lot of work. He's played both the one and the two in practice. He plays a little bit more at the one in practice because it's a more difficult position. But he's comfortable with the two or the three. But I think he's improved as a player. I think he really used his year well. I think in most cases, guys who we've redshirted have really benefited from it, and it's really helped their game. And I think it's helped Mike. I think he's had really good practices so far.
Coach, how do you think that the addition of different teams in non-conference play helps this team really prepare for the ACC and what I think might be some tougher competition?
Well, I think first of all, we're going from a really, really tough league to a really, really tough league, so there's no difference for us as far as the league play. Non-conference games always, you use that part of your schedule to get ready for conference play. I mean, that's basically what the non-conference games do. We've got really good tests in the non-conference part of our schedule, and I think those are all the kind of games that will help you get ready. When you go into conference play, you will have been tested, and you know we'll be tested in that part of our play. We'll see a lot of different kinds of teams, different styles, and that's the same way it'll be in the league. Whether it was the Big East or the ACC, there's always teams with different styles, and you have to learn to adjust to them. Well, I think Trevor's really come along. I think he showed some really good signs last year. I think he's much more consistent this year. Every day in practice, you see a difference. He's a much more consistent player. I think he's really he's a hard worker. I think he, with some players, it takes a year or two to get ready. And I think Trevor's used his 2 years extremely well. I think he's really ready, confident, and I think he'll have a great year this year.
At this point, what are the three veteran centers at?
The one thing I'll say overall for our team, I think everybody has improved. I think everybody has done their work in the off season. I think there's improvement at every position. I think guys have improved since they've been here, some of the freshmen certainly. I think our big guys are better. I think, they're obviously we're going to play two big guys together, as we did last year some of the time, different situations. And I think there's tremendous improvement there. You got a senior, a junior, and a sophomore. That's a good experience. I think I've seen a lot of very hard work, and they're very well prepared. I think Tyler's is a steady player. He knows how to play. He plays like a veteran point guard as a freshman. He's got a good skill set. He can be explosive. He can make plays. But he also can run the team in the half court, makes good decisions. I think he's, probably as well prepared as any freshman point guard that we've had coming in as a freshman.
Coach, on defense, how do you make up for the
the lost link that Michael brought?
You know, Michael was a great defensive player. He really was. I think it was underrated, probably, as one of the, you know, he's probably the best defensive guard that we've ever had here, and made things happen, deflected things, really disrupted offenses. And you don't really, it's hard to replace that. I think our defense at the top is good. I think, you know, Mike Benajay gives us a guy with good size. But we're not small out there. We're pretty good. But I think that's what Michael, you know, one thing he brought defensively that's difficult to replace. He's a great defensive player, really. Pardon? You know, BJ has had really good practices. He played well this summer. You know, he's one of the best shooters on our team. He's long. He's very athletic. You know, he's learning as we go. And, you know, he's a very good player. Oh, they're fine. They like playing with him. He gives them the ball. Everybody likes point guards that pass. He's a very smart player. He plays like a veteran. Doesn't make a lot of mistakes. And, you know, he's still a freshman. He's going to have his ups and downs like all freshmen do. But, you know, he plays. He's a very smart player and is pretty steady.
Coach, what sort of growth have you seen out of Jeremy?
You know, Jeremy, he was frustrated a little bit by this summer where he was sick and couldn't play in the under-19 team. That hurt, held him back a little bit. Got hurt right away here when he came in, didn't practice until about a week ago. But, you know, he did play in the summer trip, played well. I see him, he's improved. He's worked at his game. I think he's a much improved player. I think he's still got a lot of things he can do to get better and will. But, you know, he's a tremendous player. He had a really good year last year, and he played really well in big games last year. There was only one guy that could dunk, I think. Dave Bing would win it today. If he was here now, he would win it. Well, he might not win it today. He's 68. But if he was here and in the same could be transported back in time, he'd win it here.
Question, Coach?
All right.
Okay, players are available.
Thank you.
Players are available.